Andile Bebula. Now, we spoke to him, I think it was a couple of months ago, when he was just about to do his first live DVD recording. And I'm so blessed to say that it is done and it is doing well. Let's find out more now from Andile himself. Andile, good day and welcome to Elevated.
Good day, ma'am. Also, I'm greeting all the listeners in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.
Andile, as I said, the last time we spoke, you were just about to go and record your first live DVD. Please help us, who were not in the room, by just explaining to us what was that moment like when you finally, after I think it's more than 20 years in the industry, when you finally
Yes.
recorded that DVD.
Oh man, it was electrifying, amazing. Miracles were happening on the whilst I was on stage. Other things that I even didn't rehearse, they were coming out on stage. I think God was guiding me through all the recording there, and it was beautiful. And I had my spiritual pastor was coming from Lesotho. He came with his church. It was electrifying. My sisters from Cape Town, others from PE, others from East London, my family, they were was there. The supporters were there, friends were there. So it was a beautiful day. It was a beautiful day, exciting day there, because some of them, they know I've been longing for this for so many years. And they were so excited for me. So they were happy. It was a happy moment from day, I mean, from hour one to the last hour of the show. Even after I said, "Now, guys, I'm giving you the last song now," they were about to go, said, No, we still want more." It was a beautiful show.
Andile, as you just said, you've been longing for this for many, many years. And to get to that moment, you had to make a lot of sacrifices. Things don't always come easy in life. Maybe just talk to our listeners about that, the sacrifices that you had to make in the many years and hours that you had to put in to get to that moment.
It was a long road, and other people. Because I just want to encourage someone there. If you want something and it's not happening the way you planned it, don't give up. Don't just say, "Ah, no, maybe it's not mine." Maybe no, it starts to be dark before it becomes bright. So you must know that when things are difficult, that's when you are going the right way. It's just that God or there's a test somewhere. You are put in an exam room. So God wants to see that you're gonna pass that test. So it was not an easy road. And but at the end, because I've been waiting for this, every friend of mine, they know that I've been talking about this for so many years. I'm doing a live record. I'm doing a live record. So when? So I didn't know when also, but I knew it's gonna happen. At the end, it's gonna happen, and it happened. So it was beautiful because I've been waiting for this for 24 years. So this year
Sure.
is the 25th year when I recorded my first live recording.
Sure, Andile. And when you think back, I know your story is also one where you used to go and do promotions at the shopping centers. In those years when we still were relying heavily on CDs, you would go and sell your CDs at the shopping centers and, in communities. These days, Andile, people don't do that anymore. They just record and they upload their songs on social media and hope to be discovered that way. Do you think that the youngsters still have that work ethic and that we used to have all those years ago?
Yes, yeah, not many, but few of them, they've got that. But I can advise some people that you must try that. It's not totally out of
Fashion.
fashion. Yes, you can do that as a musician. It gives you a name. It gives you a brand. People, they know exactly who you are because they come closer to you, especially as the supporters, when they come and support you. So I still do that, but for now, just after the recording, I decided to stay a little bit for out of the streets for some time, so that I can build brand again, rebranding myself back to the people, especially the ones that who goes to festivals and churches and stuff. So I'm still holding on that department of the street promotions for now. maybe for about 3 years. I'll be stopping that, yes.
And I do know that it also is a great opportunity for evangelism. I mean, so many people got saved because of listening to your music when you went to the streets. But Andile, you mentioned something important. Now you spoke about rebranding. Now, anybody who knows your music will know that this new DVD that you recorded is sort of a rebranding of your sound as well. You changed your sound, Andile. Talk to us about that.
Yes, I've got this boy. His name is Siso Kumkani. We met in another church a long time, and we just became friends. And as we talked, and I found out this guy is a very good pianist, and he's a good composer. He's a good arranger of things. So we discussed about my live recording. Said, "Man, can you please help me with my live recording? Let's do this, man." Said, "Yeah, I'm in." And so he listened to my song. I gave him my songs, and he listened to all my old albums. So he said, "No, we're gonna revamp this. We're gonna change this. We're gonna put it in now time, because now the time is 2013. This is 2010, 2008. It's backwards. But I need to put Andile B. But we don't change the. We just change the songs. We don't change Andile style. We just revamp it." So that's when I met Siso, and we started rehearsal. We rehearsed for 3 months. So we had a thorough rehearsal. So whatever you see there on the DVD, it was rehearsed for 3 months. What practice? It was changing of things. Some other things I didn't want to be changed, but as time goes on, I could understand that no, man, it's supposed to be like this now, because we're putting it so that everyone can listen to it now, so that everyone can relate to the time of the songs, and also the style that I'll be dishing to the people.
That's incredible. And we're going to play one of the songs from your DVD in a moment called Jesus is Love. We'll talk about that. But I want to talk about your relationship with God, because for you to be doing this for all these years, your desire to sing more about him, to tell people about him, was at the center of it all. How has your relationship with God transformed over the past few years?
Oh, me, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be where I am today. And there were so many temptations, and people telling me that we've got a beautiful voice, but there's something shorting. If we can go and do this and this, and I said, no. The Lord that I believe in is gonna change things for me, but it's not the right time now. So, I can tell anyone, would if you believe in God and you go with Christ in everything that you do, don't do other things, especially if because people, when things are not going right, they intend to change things and believe in other things, influenced by friends. But no, let's go to Sangoma, let's go to this, and but it goes with the belief that we have. So now I believe in God from the word go until now. Even things when I see that it doesn't look any promising that it's going to be good, but I trust God that's going to change things for me. So He changed things for me. Even now, I'm still proud of whatever I achieved, just because I believe and still know that God is a leader of my life. He's doing everything for me. Everything that I have is from Him. Yes, ma'am.
Amen, amen, amen. Andile, we're going to continue to talk about God and what He's done for you. But first, I want to play this song to our listeners. It's called Jesus is Love. Of course, originally, if I am correct, I think it was sang by the Commodores and then Lionel Richie, if I'm not mistaken. Why did you decide to do this song?
I decided to do this song because 2000, year 2000, I went to the Joy Celebration. No, it was 99, year 99, 1999. I went to Joy Celebration auditions, and I auditioned with this song. So every door opened after that with this song. So I told myself, when I record my first album or my first live recording, I'll be doing this song, because it opened doors for me. It opened doors for me for Spirit of Praise. It opened doors for me for Joy Celebration. So I love the song, and I wrote to the Commodores and Lionel Richie. They give me a go ahead to do the song.
Oh, that's amazing. Listeners, let's now listen to Andile B's rendition of Jesus is Love. Hold on to your seats, park your car. You're going to be blessed. Let's have a listen. That was Andile B with Jesus is Love. Andile, when you hear your song on the radio, your rendition of Jesus is Love, how does it make you feel? I know it's also on rotation on One Gospel at the moment.
Yes, ma'am. It makes me feel proud. Some others, they didn't even believe that I recorded the song live. They said, "No, man, you went to the studio for this." They said, "No, this is a live recording because of the quality of the sound, the quality of the band, the backing vocals, the stage." So we wanted to do everything to be a wow so that people can see the power of God.
And are you hoping that Lionel Richie will get to hear this song?
That's one of the dreams that I have. One day he's going to hear the song. I wanted everyone who's listening to the song and everyone who's going to go on YouTube and download the song, please tag him and tell him this guy in South Africa who's doing his song. And I know he's going to feel proud when he listens to the song.
Amen and amen. I must say, when you're listening to it, you can hear that something was happening in that room. You can feel the anointing of God in that room. Was it the same way live as what we are feeling or experiencing when we're listening to it? You can feel the power of God.
Feel the spirit, what and the power that was in that recording theater, Roodepoort theater. It was powerful. The presence of God from the first minute until the last minute, every song, and people have been talking about this song, but there's other songs that are coming from that album. That, when people listen, they will see that Andile B is really rebranded now, is back. And so I thank the opportunity to the people that I worked with, the band, the production, the back, everyone, and every person who prayed for the recording to be success, to be a success. It really success. And, the atmosphere there. People, even my family members, are still calling me even today. Said, the ones who missed to come on my live recording, they missed. And everyone now wants, when's the next show? When is the next recording? What do one miss it? Because of the spirit that was there on the day. It was the presence of God was there. That's what I believe in. Every song, it's got its different anointing.
Andile, we're going to tell our listeners where to find the song in a bit. So please get your pens and papers ready. Basil Wani will give you Andile's details for bookings, for churches, conferences, wherever you would like to invite him to. So get your pens and papers or your cell phones ready. But I want to go back to your relationship with God for a second, Andile. As a man, as the head of a family, keeping the faith for so many years when nothing seems to happen is very tough. And you find some men, some fathers who, for instance, are struggling to find work and it's just not happening for them. They can't get out of bed. They are feeling depressed and discouraged. As somebody who's been in that position practically, what would your advice be to men, to fathers? How do you practice? Keep the faith alive and get yourself out of bed when for years it seems like nothing is happening.
That's a difficult question. There was a time in my music industry, things were quiet. There were no bookings. It was quiet, quiet, quiet. But I was going to church. At the same time, I had option of opening another business so that I don't get frustrated. So I'm busy transporting school children now. If I'm not singing, I'm transporting school children. So you must have something to do, but at the same time, trusting God in everything that you do. But have something just to keep you busy because it's frustrating. It gives you There are so many people who are going to come and give you advices that no, do this and do this and do this. But believe in God and have a second option, which is maybe another business, even if it's a small upcoming business, to keep yourself and your mind busy so that you don't get influenced to do other things besides trusting God. Even everything that you do, trust God. There's no other advice that I can give you, man. Trust God in everything that you do. Yes, ma'am.
But now somebody might be feeling, and we see a lot of this in our communities. Somebody might be feeling, oh no, I'm a gospel singer, I'm a star, or I used to be a lawyer, I used to be a judge, I used to be an accountant, I used to be whatever it might be, a radio host. I can't now go and do any other work because of ego, perhaps, or because you are feeling that it's a demotion for you to do anything else than just that which God has called you to do. What would you say to them? Let me just maybe also quickly share my own testimony. I remember there was a time when I was a radio presenter back in the Western Cape. And from being a radio presenter, being a journalist at my local newspaper, I now had to go and work at the local Milky Lane. I was making ice cream for people, cleaning the floors, wiping the floors. And for many people, that seemed like a demotion. And people were laughing at me and they were making fun at me. The rest is, of course, history, and God has done great things. But I do know that sometimes it can be hard for you to do something else as well when you feel God has called you to be a singer or a lawyer or a judge or whatever it might be, Andile.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. But let me tell you something. Ego, it doesn't take anywhere.
Thank you.
It doesn't take you anywhere, and it won't give you foot on the table. You must
Amen.
do things to survive just for a moment, because God is putting you on a test or in an exam room. He wants to check whether you're going to pass that exam room. I mean, you're going to pass that test, or you're going to pass that whatever obstacle that is in front of you. So don't listen to the ego, but listen to what God wants you to do. And also follow on in your because not everyone will be happy for you when you maybe go to a spaza or opening a spaza or something. But you must do something. The main goal. But for now, you know that thing is for it's just for a moment. It's not a full-time thing. Just to survive and be to be able to go to the next step. So you can't wait and fold hands and say, okay, no, the music thing doesn't work. Okay, let me check. Let me be a stand and wait for the right opportunities. No, it doesn't go like that. Do something whilst waiting for the big things.
Amen, amen. And I think that's also great advice for fathers and building healthy families. We must provide for families. Andile, talking about family, I know your wife, Dinkle, is a very big part of your ministry, a big part of your career as well. With all the traveling and, singing on big stages, recording your live DVD, etc., what is it that you do to make sure that your marriage stays healthy? How do you love your wife as Christ loved the church?
We when we met with my wife, as we were before when not married, so we discussed that we must take the life that we had before we married to and put it in our marriage so that our marriage can be exciting. So that's the only plan I can advise anyone. Don't change what we had on a boyfriend and a girlfriend, or on your whichever relationship that we had before you married, because exciting. That's what led you to decide to get married. So don't change the menu there, the menu that we had there. Use it on your marriage so that it can be exciting. You go out with your wife. You go have family vacations. You go surprise your wife at work. Come with flowers, and you do those things that you did when she was you you're not married, so that it can be everything. It can be exciting, and the family. You take out the family. You go out and with the whole family. You watch movies. You do things. So that every day there's you must have a busy itinerary. Let me put like.
Blessed is Dintle and blessed are you, Andile. If you just tuned in, you're listening to my conversation with Andile B. We're talking about his new music, getting to know him better as well. And Andile, you were saying earlier, people are obviously going, I mean, they just, I don't want to say go crazy, but they are loving Jesus is Love. That song of yours doing so well when it was released. I think it was number 2 or number 1 on iTunes as well. But now you're telling me there's more music coming, Andile. When is it coming? Where can we look out for it?
We decided as the because the name of my company is Bebula Communications. We decided that we gonna release every after 2 months. There's a single that's gonna be released every after 2 months. So now we're gonna release end of July, releasing another song, another hit, because I've recorded 25 songs. So we'll be doing this until next year, every after 2 months, releasing. So there's so much more music coming to the people, and that's when other people will see that Andile B is really back with a bang.
Wow, Andile, what song are you releasing next?
Sibongo
Please tell us a bit more about it.
the song that I composed when I was at home in Gqeberha. It is Sibonga Amandla Akho, Sibonga Ubukhulu. We praise your power. We praise your name. There's nothing we can do without you, Jesus. That's the name of the main message of the song. Says we can't do without you. Sibongubukhulu bakho, everything that we have, it's because of your power.
Oh, glory to God. Amen. And I can promise our listeners, we will bring it for you right here on Elevated on Radio Pulpit and Radio K Pulpit as well. Andile, once again, congratulations and thank you so much for sharing your testimony, for being dedicated, for pushing through, being resilient so that we, the people, so that God's people may be blessed by this incredible music that you're putting out. If there's anybody that would like to get hold of your music, but also get hold of you to book you for their churches or their events, how do we do that?
When you want to book me, it's info at bookings at bebulacommunications.co.za.
There you
And
go.
then when you, yes, ma'am. And then when you want me in terms of telephones, you can get me on 079-7699-683.
There we go. And that
Then
email
on
address, the email address again, did you say the email address is bookings at bebulacommunications.co.za? I will confirm that for you as well and get your pen and paper ready. Thank you so much, Andile. And of course, all the music is available on all streaming platforms, right?
yes, ma'am. This single, the single Jesus Love, is available on all digital platforms. And then on YouTube, the video is available also there.
There you go. Make sure to also tag Lionel Richie. Andile, thank you so much once again. Blessings to you and your family. And we will talk again soon as you continue to release this music and release the sound, declaring hope and declaring love and declaring faith into our nation. Thank you so much.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Be blessed. Thank you to the listeners. God bless you all.